Today we are joined here with Sky, who did our album review for this week. Sky, you have got to tell me all about the album you chose for this week.
This week I chose the album Neon Pill by Cage the Elephant. They came out with this album in May of this year, and I think it is just one of the greatest albums to be released this year.
Okay, so I've heard a few songs from this, but I have not listened to the whole album. What would you say, like, the overall vibe of this album is?
The overall vibe, I think that they found a way to turn, like, some of the most meaningful and raw lyrics into just some of the catchiest and coolest melodies and harmonies and beats. And it's just so beautiful and creative, and I really love it.
Awesome. What are some of your, like, favorite tracks off the album?
So far, my favorite tracks are Rainbow, which I think is definitely one of the favorites. Everybody's been listening to that one. And then another favorite of mine is Good Time. I think it's a really good time to listen to it.
Awesome. And I didn't see them like collaborating with any artists or any features on there. If you could see them collaborate with another artist, who do you think Cage the Elephant would do good with?
Cage the Elephant. Well, I did see them in concert over the summer, and the openers for them were Young the Giant, and they do have a similar vibe, and I think if they did a collab, that would be super cool.
That would be awesome. You've got to tell me more, like, about this concert. Did they play mainly this new album, or did you get to hear, like, all of their music?
They did a really big mix of all of their old stuff and their new stuff. It was one of the greatest concerts I've ever been to. I think probably my favorite concert that I've been to this day. The lead singer had a broken leg, and he was rolling around the stage on a scooter, but he still put on an amazing show, even with the broken leg. And there were just lights, and it was so loud, and it was so fun, and the crowd was having a great time. And it was amazing.
I have seen clips of him rolling around on stage, and I have not seen, like, any other artist do that. I think it's so funny how he still puts on the whole show with his broken leg.
Yes.
Where did you see him at over the summer?
We were at Credit Union One Arena in Chicago. So, like, next to University of Chicago.
Awesome. Yeah, Young the Giant and Cage the Elephant, I feel like, would be so good together. But is there any other finishing points on this album, or did anything else stand out to you from it?
I just want to say that it is really a super emotional album. If you listen to the lyrics, it is about him being on medication, and he goes into a psychosis, and he's just trying to get out. And then once he does, he writes this album. And so it is so raw and so real and emotional. So if you have any time to go listen to it, definitely worth a listen.
Awesome. Well, I definitely have to check out this full album. And if you guys want to hear more about what Sky has to say about it, definitely check out her full written album review on WZND.com under the podcast tab. But thank you so much for your amazing album review.
Thank you.